Welcome, everybody. It's time again for the only tech-savvy beauty show where beauty, art, and technology collide. It's time to get the real skinny, the straight skinny on beauty with your host, beauty blogger, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Is that a good term for you, beauty blogger, or shall I come up with another one here?
Beauty bloggers is fitting.
All right. Well, I'm excited because after learning so much about the beauty industry today, you have a pretty high-profile guest on your show here today.
I sure do. I'm very excited about our special guest today. A lot of the listeners, I'm sure that you have seen this magazine out in stores and on the stands, New Beauty Magazine, The Beauty Authority. Today on The Skinny on Beauty is Elise Minton. She's an executive beauty editor at New Beauty Magazine. Hi, Elise. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and taking some time out to share beauty from head to toe with us and our listeners.
My pleasure. And thank you so much for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Yes, yes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
No, she's not. She has a cold. She was telling us she had a cold here.
I have a cold. I'm trying to not sound too nasal, but I feel pretty good today.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad that you're feeling all right enough to do the show. And, you know, I'm so excited to have you on today, and I love New Beauty. I see it at every single function that I go to as a blogger. You guys are always giving out, you know, free magazines, and it always has great informational tips and ways, you know, the latest trends and ways to, you know, lose weight and get fit.
Let's make sure she gives us the 60-second elevator description here. What is New Beauty Magazine for those who may not have seen it?
For those who are not familiar with the magazine, New Beauty is the only consumer beauty book that's on the market that is all about beauty. So we cover in every single issue, and we're published four times a year, content that is exclusive to the beauty industry, and we cover all parts of the body. So everything from skin and hair to nails, makeup, well-being, spa, pretty much anything and everything that encompasses beauty as a whole. And the stories that we do are a little bit different than other magazines because we're really problem solution oriented. So for every beauty problem that's out there, there's a beauty solution. And that's what our job to do as editors is to separate the fit from
fit from fat? Is that what you started to say
here? The fact from fiction. Say that five times. So that readers really understand what their choices are when they're trying to find the best option for them. You know, there's so much out there, and there's a lot of misleading information on the internet. So when it comes to finding the right product or the right treatment, readers need to know, and women need to know, that they have a trusted source that they can go to where the information is accurate and it's not pulled from some random place online, but this is actually the facts and this is tried and true information that we put together in the magazine along with our board of experts to bring them the real story on everything beauty related.
So it's kind of like the straight skinny, the real skinny on beauty here. It's kind of like the same thing.
The real skinny on beauty.
It's the real skinny.
What? Where do they get it? How often does it come out?
New Beauty comes out four times a year, and it can be found at any major bookstore, supermarket, airport newsstands, pretty much anywhere and everywhere that you're going to buy a magazine, we are there.
Right, yes, and at every event.
Yes.
So, Elise, how did you get into the beauty industry?
Well, I actually studied journalism in college, and one of my first jobs after school was at a boutique beauty and fashion public relations firm in Miami. And I always had an interest in both the beauty and fashion industries, and once I got my feet wet, really seeing what the business consisted of, and it was so much more than just makeup and skin creams, I became fascinated with it. You know, I never really knew all about the science that went into the industry, but once I saw that that side of the business and made me even more interested in products and beauty as a whole. And I was like, this is what I want to do. So that's right. Kind of how I segued into the industry.
So did you always have your eye on new beauty? Like, did you always want to work there? Or was that something that kind of came about throughout your career track?
Well, when I started to pursue my career, new beauty wasn't around. So I had, you know, I had done PR for a few years, and I decided to make a change to the editorial side of things, which was always my true passion. I had studied it in college, and I always had loved magazines. But being based in South Florida, you know, there's not that many publishing houses down here. And I got an opportunity to interview with New Beauty. And when I saw what the magazine was all about and what the company was all about, I was determined to get my foot in the door. And I took a position as an editorial assistant, and I've worked my way up over, gosh, I guess the last 9.5 years I've been here to executive beauty editor, which is my position today.
Oh, awesome. I love that. I love that. Well, congratulations on your position.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, you kind of went over a brief day for you as the executive beauty editor. So, you know, finding new trends, making solutions for our beauty problems. And I'm just curious, what task would you say that is the most exciting for you, for your job?
I think what's most exciting is finding something that's a breakthrough or a new discovery in the industry and being first to report on it. We have a very close connection with a lot of the most well-renowned board-certified dermatologists and plastic surgeons, as well as big beauty companies, both from product development and from an aesthetic side. And when we hear something about, you know, something that's in the pipeline, something that's in the works, and we either get an exclusive or first-hand look at what's going to be released to the public and get the opportunity to explain to them what this is and how it works and why it's important, that to me is just one of my favorite things, and I feel like it's, you know, you're really doing a service, letting people know about something that can really change their life, because women view their beauty problems as something that really defines them. You know, there's such an emotional component to it. So if you're able to help them find a solution that can make their lives better, I mean, it's totally worth it, and it makes everyone in a better place all around.
Right, right. Yes, I love that, you know, you guys do definitely carry those trends out to us, and we appreciate that. And it, actually, in your summer fall, the current issue out right now in stands, it's all about tips that you focus on for hair and skin and why we need to pay attention to both as we age. You know, the research within your article indicates that dry hair presents many issues. You guys interview some top stylists in Florida to discuss what the issues are and the solution for each of them. And since it's summer, our hair is always getting dry because both of us live by the ocean, so it causes many problems for our hair, right?
Of course.
So I wanted to know, you know, what experts say about dry hair and your hair's color.
Well, first off, you know, dry hair is caused by so many different factors. Some of the main ones are coloring, the sun, environment, using the wrong products, even overusing your products. And when it comes to coloring your hair, the current condition of your hair plays such a big role in the end result. So if your hair is not healthy, your color is not going to be healthy. But what the experts really say about it is that the drier the hair is, the faster it will drink up the color, which isn't necessarily a good thing. You might think it is because you're like, oh, I'm going to have less time at the salon, or, you know, I'm going to get all the color into my hair. But it's not good because the color is not going to reflect properly the light. So your hair is going to end up looking dull, and it just doesn't look healthy and shiny, and the color is going to look really fake and not natural, and nobody wants that.
Right, right. So what do you suggest as far as keeping the moisture in our hair?
Well, one of the things that I learned when we were working on this story that, you know, most of us don't think about, I really didn't even know too much about it, was to prep your hair before it gets colored. It's one of the best-known secrets for getting great color, and that's with hydration. You got to load your hair up with conditioning masks and treatments for about 2 weeks before your color appointment.
Oh, wow.
So that your hair is, yeah, it's something that I mean, I've never had a stylist tell me that until I worked on the story, and I was like, I would have known that because it's really a great tip and it's easy to do.
Right, right. the tips you get from working on the inside.
Yeah. And what it does is it helps hydrate the strands and make them healthier so they're able to hold the color better and process it properly. Also, another thing is to lay off on the irons and the blow dryers as much as possible. I know it's hard. I'm guilty of it myself. And another great tip is don't wash your hair for 2 days prior to getting it colored so that your natural oils sit on the surface of the hair and the color sticks better. But also, when you go in and your hair's a little dirty, your colorist can get a really good idea of the true shades that are in your hair, whether they're natural or they've already been colored, so that they can make a fair assessment as to what your base is and where you need the highlights and what shade to go to instead of it being too clean and it looks like almost like it's an artificial representation of color.
Right, right. So now are you doing the moisturizing treatment while you're not washing your hair the 2 days prior to color?
You want to do the moisturizing treatments about 2 weeks out.
Okay.
As much as you possibly can without, you know, you don't want to make your hair too greasy that it's impossible to style. But those last 2 days before you go to get your color done, that's when you want to just lay off the washing and the conditioning treatments and just kind of let all the natural oils rebuild on your scalp and on your hair.
How often do you get your hair colored?
I get mine done probably about every 3 to 4 months because I've been doing ombre. Mm-hmm. And so, especially being in South Florida right now and with the summer, it just naturally lightens up with the sun and being outside.
Right.
But I also, I'm guilty of being a flat iron addict, and I also use a curling iron all the time. So I have to kind of pick and choose my battles. So when the color really starts to get, you know, super brassy because I'm naturally dark, then I know it's time. But with the ombre, you can kind of slide a little bit longer than normal because you don't have to worry about the roots, which is great.
Yes, I know. I know. I discovered that a few months ago myself, and I was very excited.
Yeah, it lets you buy a little more time. So you're like, okay, I can go a little bit longer than normal.
Right.
To visit the salon and be a slave to your color.
Right, right. So do you have a personal product or one that's featured in New Beauty magazine that you would recommend for moisturizing your hair and nourishing the follicles?
Yeah, there's a great one, and one of my favorites for nourishing the hair is Macadamia Natural Oil Deep Repair Mask.
Mm-hmm.
And it's loaded with natural macadamia and argan oils. And you know, argan oil, macadamia oil, the oils are really big right now. And it works to keep the hair soft and more manageable and healthy, but it also protects your color. And it just makes your hair feel so good, and it's easy to style, and it smells good. And it just makes everything look the way it's supposed to.
Do you use mostly natural products yourself? Because I know New Beauty features a lot of natural plant-based. Actually, there's a great feature in the summer-fall issue right now on that. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But, you know, I mean, are you an advocate for that, or do you kind of just run the gamut when it comes to products?
I like to use products that I personally find work for me and for my concern. Certain products, I stay more with the natural side of them. But I, you know, I'm constantly testing products, and I'm always trying new things out. So I'm impartial to both.
Right.
But when it comes to my hair, I tend to veer a little bit more towards the natural products just because I feel like some of them have such great hydrating capabilities when my hair feels really, really dry that it's almost as good as just, like, you know, getting it straight from the source itself.
Right.
But I do use pretty much everything. So I can't say that I'm just a natural girl because I'd be lying to you.
Right. And, you know, I mean, given your position, I'm sure that you get just a plethora of different products on a daily basis,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's hundreds of products on any given day that, you know, come into the office that make their way into onto my desk and into my office. So it's really about, you know, trying the products. And when it comes to finding a product that works for you, it's got a lot to do with it. It's the texture, it's the smell, it's
right.
Knowing what ingredients work for you, for your skin, if there's something that you're reactive to, staying away from it. And, you know, also certain times of the year, you're going to need something different. So it's good to have, you know, a lighter version of something, a heavier version when it's the winter months.
Right.
Just kind of tailoring your products to your hair and your body and your skin's needs at that time.
Now, for our listeners that don't know what that means as far as lighter and heavier products, you mentioned heavier product for winter. What does that mean?
Well, in the winter months, you know, your skin and your hair are going to be more exposed to artificial heat and colder temperatures. So you're going to want to use products that might be a little bit heavier in formulation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the hotter months, use something that's a little bit lighter. So, for example, if you normally use a moisturizer, let's say, on your face, in the summer months, you're going to want to go for like a lightweight fluid or a lotion or even a serum, something that's not going to feel so heavy on the skin. Come winter, when it's going to be really cold out and you're going to need more of that moisture, you're going to want to look for something thicker. Same goes for makeup. You know, I'm a big proponent of using lighter makeup in the summer. So personally, I like to use a lot of BB creams over in the summer and lightweight foundations. In the winter, I'll go towards heavier products and, you know, maybe cream blushes and heavier foundations. So I kind of adapt my beauty and skincare routines based on what my skin's telling me, because it tends to respond to the seasons, and especially being in Florida, being so hot here, when I do travel somewhere cold, my skin goes into, like, shock, you know? It's like,
really?
Where are you? What's going on? So that's when I know I need to definitely, you know, tailor it, because it's not used to it. And that's just, you know, a good tip that I've learned over the years to pass along to the readers, is that if you know you're going somewhere or you know it's going to be a different climate, bring along something that might be a little bit more suitable for that climate. So if you're going skiing, you know, over the winter, take along with you a heavier cream for your skin. And if you're going somewhere hot, make sure to bring along some lighter formulations so that your skin doesn't react with that climate based off of the products that you're using in a negative way.
Right, right. That's a great tip. Thank you for that. So we've definitely covered, you know, what you need to do pre and post color and to achieve that beautiful color that you want. And now we didn't say that you'd get it in like an hour, because probably you'll be at the salon for four. How long does it take you when you go to the salon?
Color takes a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the craziest I've heard is like 8 hours. And I wouldn't be able to handle it. I think I could only do it once a year.
I think I topped out at 6 hours once at a salon in LA.
Really?
And I was about ready to jump out of my skin at that point. I said, okay, we've got to finish this up, because I'm about ready to go nuts.
Right. Were you, getting ready to go interview somebody, or what were you doing in LA?
I was actually out there for an event, and I was getting my hair colored by a colorist who travels back and forth between Miami and L.A., and was in the salon there getting my hair done by him. And he does a great technique, but it's just very time-consuming. So it's
right.
One of those things where you have to bring a good book or
right.
Your iPod or something, because you know you're going to be sitting there for a while.
It's so true. And, you know, I've been able to tell the biggest difference when I go into a hair salon in Orange County versus when I go to a hair salon in a bigger city like L.A. or New York. It tends that I always spend more time in the salon in, you know, metropolis areas versus suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And just something that I've, you know, noticed throughout the years and going to get my hair done. But I think we've covered a lot on hair. And when we get back, we're going to talk about my favorite topic, skincare. So everybody, don't go away. We're going to be right back after this commercial break.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3 with triple points on airfare. By 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is all on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Hey, did you know that over 73% of consumer packaged goods and retail products fail miserably within their first year? Why? Because they find themselves in the pit of unawareness. You don't want to go there. Call me, and I'll make sure that your packaging gets noticed. You know how I know? Because I'm the founder and creative director of MBN Design. We're one of Orange County's most established and trusted design firms. With over 20 years of experience, I can ensure that your brand will always stay new. Ask me how our packaging sold millions in months, or see for yourself other success stories on our website at www.mbndesign.com. We're MBN because we're making brands new. Call 714-458-8701 and talk to me, Hector Garcia. That's my cell. 714-458-8701. I'll be waiting for your call.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Skinny on Beauty. Our special guest today is Elise Minton, Executive Beauty Editor at New Beauty Magazine. So, Elise, I just want to jump right into skincare, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and, you know, just get your tips on achieving, you know, flawless, if we can, skin. And I know right now in the summer fall issue, you guys do a great review on just the natural components and nature's most powerful ingredients. You know, you cover everything from herbs, plants, flowers, and oils. And my favorite is actually oils. But, you know, we all know bits and pieces of the upside and downside of natural skin remedies. So, you know, what as we age, what I'd like to ask you, Elise, is how important is it to keep our skin healthy with natural components?
It's really important to keep your skin healthy, and the natural components and natural products that are out there do a great job of it. You know, it's funny because people used to think a few years ago when this whole natural phenomenon came to be that they didn't work. But when you think back to ancient times and medicinal healing, that was the only way to cure skin-related ailments or beauty concerns was to use what nature provided. So there's a reason why plants and herbs, flowers and extracts, all these types of ingredients are key in beauty products today. And it's because they keep the skin healthy. They encourage the skin to act in the way that it's intended to. They help the skin to regenerate itself regularly. And most importantly, they work to protect the skin from damage. And when the skin is damaged, that's what causes it to be aged and not look its best and, you know, just not act properly. So even though people think like, oh, it's natural, it's not going to work, it actually does. And a lot of the beauty products that are out there, even if they're not necessarily a true organic or a true natural product, a lot of them have some sort of key ingredient that is derived from nature in them to make them powerful and effective.
Right. And so kind of tell us a little bit about that spread that you have in the summer fall issue, and just kind of paint the picture for your readers and my listeners on the oils and the different natural components that you highlight.
Sure. So what we did with this story was, we wanted to take that point of just because it's natural doesn't mean that it's not effective and really drive it home, showing our readers that there's all these different products out there that work to provide an anti-aging effect to the skin, as well as the hair, and to really get the skin on the right track so that it can function properly. And one of the biggest trends, even though it's not necessarily like a brand new type of product, it's been around forever, but they're having a resurgence, are the natural oils. Mm-hmm. And especially in the facial oils. You know, it's a huge trend right now. I'm personally a fan of them. I think that they're great and I love them. And you can use them both on the skin and on the hair. So when you're using them on the skin, oils help to energize the skin. It gives it a lifting effect. It reduces the signs of aging, promotes healing, takes down inflammation. So you can use them across the board for so many different problems. So for redness, for anti-aging, for acne, for rosacea. I mean, there's just so many uses for these oils. And when we use them on the hair, which a lot of people tend to use them as like a treatment or a mask type of use, they help to hydrate and strengthen the hair and add shine. So the oils are really, really big right now. I don't see them going anywhere. And a lot of them smell so good that when you put them on, you're just like, oh my God, I just love how this smells. It makes you feel good. It's just this whole experience that they provide. You know, it's not just about putting a product on and waiting for it to work, but it's this whole experience of the scent and the texture and the way it makes you feel, which is why they're so big. And, you know, you can find modern-day skincare from so many different components, and it's really about just finding which ones work with your skin and for your needs. So you can find something that has sea plants in it, or herbs, or even vegetables like avocado and carrots. You know, tea tree oils, aloe vera, fruits, berries, there's just, the list goes on and on of the different natural components that can be found in these modern day skincare products.
Right. And so, you know, natural oils, they definitely, you know, actually, I want to back up a second. Aveda, they have a great little oil section where you can, you know, make your own concoction for oils. Have you ever tried that? Mm-hmm. There in the store? Yeah. I love that. And actually, on their birthday, they, you know, give you one. I'm not sure the ounces, but they'll send you something for your birthday, and you can go make your own and get it, you know, free for a present for yourself. I usually tend to just make my own. So I'm curious to try these ones that are already made for me, ready to buy off the shelf. Which ones do you recommend, or brands, rather, do you recommend?
You know, again, there's just so many out there, but I personally like anything that has coconut oil in it, you know, which is a huge natural product these days. And everybody's really, really loving the coconut oils.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either, you know, buy that at like a Whole Foods or over the counter and use it just straight from the bottle. But, or if you're looking for something that's already pre-made, Ahava has a lot of really great lotions that use, like, the Dead Sea Minerals and aloe vera, and those are, you know, obviously, like, prepackaged and manufactured to be like that. Intelligent Nutrients is another great line, and they have a lot of anti-aging type of products for the face and for the skin. And I also really like this new brand called Drunk Elephant. I know the name's a little bit funny, but
we won't forget that one.
No, you can't. I mean, this one, like, they use a lot of the natural components. So they have, like, this night serum that has raspberry in it, and cactus enzyme, so that it acts kind of like a glycolic acid or an alpha hydroxy acid, but without the sensitivity that comes along with it. So that's another, I absolutely love that line, and it's like the packaging is just so cute. But there's just so many out there. I mean, you can go to pretty much any retailer, whether you're going to the drugstore or you're going to Whole Foods or you're going to Saks, they're all going to have something available that's of this natural arena, you know, but that still is tailored to what women are looking to achieve with their products today.
So usually when, like, a line comes out with some natural components, do you find that they, you know, develop that line to include oils as well as all of, you know, the plant-based natural components? Or is it just usually one or the other?
It can be both. I think that most of the product manufacturers tend to highlight one of them that they call out as their key or star ingredients. But some of them have more than one natural ingredient in them, just depending on how they're formulated and how those ingredients work together in a formulation. So there are some where you can find, you know, oils with clays and honey, and then there's others where it's just purely, you know, one, the natural component is one ingredient, and then there's just some other ingredients in it as well.
Right, right. Okay. So what, you know, if we're going natural, right, and we're gonna try this out and go with some of the suggestions that New Beauty offers, what would you say is the upside of going natural, and what would you say is the downside?
Okay. Well, the upside is that you're using something that's natural-based. So, you know, it has this natural component to it. You know that it comes from the earth. It comes from the ground. So there's nothing, you know, that's been added to it or altered to make that actual key ingredient different than what it's intended to be. Natural products also don't have a lot of fillers in them, like water and petroleum, that other products have in them. So sometimes they have, you know, again, the fruit juices, which are the natural component, as the base of a product. And some people really like the idea of using something that's natural. They don't have to worry about, oh my God, is this going to cause any type of adverse, you know, reactions in my skin, or if I'm pregnant, is this something bad to use, if I have an allergy? So it just kind of takes the worry out of using a product if it's something that, you know, maybe it's an ingredient that they don't know what it is, or they can't pronounce it and it scares them off a little bit. Seeing something that you know what it is, or it's a fruit or a vegetable, and you're like, oh, okay, it's carrot. I mean, how bad can it be? You know, it just kind of makes the customer or the consumer a little bit more confident in choosing that product and feeling, I think, a little bit, you know, more at ease about using it on their skin. The downside to using natural products is that some of them can be a little irritating to the skin if it's something that, you know, your skin can't tolerate. And people just think that plant-derived are always better than artificial products and ingredients. But there are, you know, a handful of natural ingredients that if they are naturally an allergen or inflammatory, and if they're not altered during the manufacturing process and purified in the proper way, that they can cause some type of adverse reaction. So it's important that when you're buying the natural products that you stick with reputable brands, that you do some research and make sure that the items that you are using on your skin have been processed and purified in a proper way so that they're not going to cause any type of adverse reaction when you put it on your skin.
Right. I mean, have you heard any horror stories about that reaction?
I've heard from some of the doctors that I've interviewed of them having patients that have used things and they, you know, they had redness or they had a breakout or some type of rash or hive reaction. A lot of times they say that they're using products that are maybe not necessarily formulated for the skin, so they're going to a holistic store and buying just the straight oils or buying the ingredient in too pure of a form, if that makes sense. And
right.
In the wrong way on the
raw
skin. So that's why, again, you have to use something that's been made in the right manner when you're using these products on the skin. But if there's anything that, you know, you find that your skin can't tolerate, the best thing to do is to stop using it, regardless if it's natural, artificial, medical grade, whatever it might be.
And the products that you highlight in the summer fall issue, would you say that those are a good product to start with if we're going to go natural? They're trusted and well known, yeah.
Yeah, they're all reputable brands. They're all well known. They have a lot of data behind them. They're pretty much straightforward in terms of the ingredients. So when you flip over the back of the bottle, you can read and understand what the main key ingredients are on the ingredient deck. And a lot of them don't have a lot of additional ingredients in them. Like some products have all these fillers and the petroleums and all these types of things in them. And then you get to the bottom and you're like, I don't know what these chemicals are. So some of them, the ones that we featured in the magazine, most of them are pretty, it's pretty clear cut as to what's inside them so that you can understand what you're putting on your skin.
Right. And, you know, as we age, I mean, we're all aware as, you know, with age comes change, especially for our skin. So when I saw the story on, you know, that you have in the summer fall issue that skin changes at each decade and you go over, you know, different tips for, you know, which decade you're in, 30s, 40s, 50s, I was like, oh, no, do I want to read this? do I want to go any further? So, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about what, you know, the experts are saying and yourself about as we age, when we'll notice the need to rejuvenate ourselves and boost our skin collagen and possibly consider going natural with these products that you're recommending.
Well, every decade, there's going to be different types of changes that you're going to see. You know, the skin that you had when you were 15 is not the same skin you have when you're 45. There's just
unfortunate, no ladies.
Unfortunate. Trust me,
only truth.
My skin when I was much younger, but you know, there's so many things that go into factoring how your skin's going to change at each decade. Along with aging, you also have cumulative environmental and sun damage, and that plus your predisposed path towards skin aging, when those three components come together, that's what dictates how fast you're going to age and in what ways your skin is going to age. But it's pretty much set forth as to, you know, what you're going to experience in your 20s and your 30s and your 40s and so on. Although, you know, some people are lucky. They don't experience every single change at the same rate or as severe. But, you know, for the most part, women start to see changes in their 20s and their 30s, and that's really
right.
When the
stress and hormones.
Yeah, you know, yeah. The collagen and elastin are still healthy and still producing, but they're going to start to slowly taper off as you get a little bit older. But it's really the fluctuations in your hormones, because, you know, we're at that point of our life, you're in the childbearing years and you're still stressed out from work and trying to adapt to life, and it's breakouts. I mean, that's what
right.
So many women in their 20s and 30s are suffering from.
Right.
Breakouts and discoloration.
Mm-hmm. When did you start really taking care of your skin with products and being cautious with sun damage?
I would say I started probably when I was maybe 21 or 22. I remember I was getting ready to go out for a night, and I was putting on my makeup, and I noticed under my eyes that my eyes just didn't look as good as they used to. And I started to see the bags and the discoloration. I was pounding on the makeup, and more and more and more. I said, oh, my God, it's not working. It's not getting
right.
better. And that was when I first started to notice it and do something about it. I've always been pretty good about staying out of the sun. I don't know if it's just because I'm from Florida and born and raised, and you know, a lot of Floridians just don't feel like they need to bake in the sun all the time. So I personally have never been one that, you know, likes to sit in the sun that much. But it's as I've gotten older, and probably when I got to be probably 25, 26, I really started to step it up with skincare.
Right.
And, you know, use products at home, and also see a esthetician regularly and have more in-office treatments done to protect my skin and reduce and try and reverse any of the signs of damage that were starting to appear.
Right, right. And there's so much out there today that, you know, if we don't start and we're not, you know, starting at 21, or 26, then, you know, we can kind of reverse some of the damage that we've done, you know, to our skin with all the things and procedures and different products out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're fortunate for that. You know, you guys also highlight, New Beauty highlights, you know, what to do when you see your very first wrinkle, and it goes into, you know, some other tips for skincare and, dealing with breakouts and, how to jumpstart your skin. And we're going to talk about, you mentioned a little bit about makeup, and I know a lot of your readers and my listeners love talking about makeup and the newest thing out there and how to get a certain look. And so when we get back from our break, we're going to talk about some of the makeup benefits that, that New Beauty has to offer in their summer fall issue.
There's something positive about the word up. When things are looking good, they're looking up. When someone's down, you cheer them up. So how do you move up? Well, when it comes to getting your bachelor's or master's degree, there's one university that stacks up, Brandman University. Brandman is ranked by U.S. News & World Report as one of the nation's top 10 universities for online bachelor's programs. Brandman's online graduate programs in business and education also receive top honors. So look us up at brandman.edu. Brandman University. Move up.
When it comes to pioneers in their respective industries, we all know the Apples, Starbucks, and Trader Joe's of the world. In the realm of recruiting, Decision Toolbox is the industry's best-kept secret. with 90% of their business from referrals and repeat customers. For over 20 years, Decision Toolbox's U.S.-based team of recruiters, sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge, with the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days, all with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information.
All right, let's head back to our show here with the executive beauty editor for New Beauty Magazine. I have a question as a guy. Can I ask you a guy question here? Hello? She's still there? Or did we
lose?
Oh, okay. Can I ask you a guy question here?
Okay.
Am I allowed to ask a guy kind of question here?
Sure.
What do you think about this move toward... I know nothing about beauty, so I'm like the everyman who listens in the back as the engineer of the show here. And I hear Cheryl talking from time to time about men's beauty care products and other sorts of things. Do you cover that at all, or is it just strictly women? And if so, do you see any, what are trends happening with men here?
We cover men's, I guess, grooming products is the technical term for it.
Okay.
Every once in a while, we mostly focus on women, but there's a big trend for men to take better care of their skin. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch of different lines that are targeted just towards men that focus on anti-aging and lines and wrinkles.
Now you're talking my talk here. I'm 58 here, so that then, I wasn't interested in that before, but now all of a sudden that might actually be appealing here.
I mean, there are products out there that are just designed for men. So, and they're packaged a little bit more masculine. Mm-hmm. They smell different than a woman's product so that men don't feel like, you know, I'm using something that's a little too foo-foo-y or this is my girlfriend's, you know, face cream and I can't be caught dead wearing that. There's a whole bunch of products out there for them.
We had this woman on last week whose name escapes me now. It was a French word and I've forgotten already the French title. Anyway, she has a product. She makes I guess, what would you call them, Cheryl? Perfumes?
Sevilla.
Fragrances? Yeah. I mean, and so, you know, my dad used to wear aftershave lotion or something. He's from the 1940s. He wore, you know, whatever. What was it? 4711. I bought it for him every Christmas here. And then my generation, the aging baby boomer, we got away from all that stuff. I don't wear fragrances or other sorts of things. But she was trying to say that you could actually match them to cars and stuff, so you could sort of have a fragrance in your car, and then you could have a fragrance that carried with you the day. That sounded crazy to me here, but maybe, I don't know.
I haven't heard that one yet about matching to your car, but it sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting. Yeah, we'll have to get some more information about that.
wasn't her name Chevalier or something?
Chevalier. Like,
that was
yes.
It.
Pink
Mahogany. That
yes.
Was it, right?
Yes.
So I just am always curious because it just seems like beauty is has been with what they used to call metrosexuals, you know, men that weren't gay but sort of took a lot of care of their presentation and stuff, and we would all sort of snicker at them and say, oh, they're metrosexuals, you know. But that seems,
right.
I see more and more people doing that. And my only other question would be this. I'm old enough to have a son-in-law now here. He's Hispanic, works at a bank, and he and some of his friends take more interest in their clothes and their appearance and everything than my grumpy, frumpy, aging baby boomers still want to wear flip-flops and shorts at 60 here generation. Do you see mm-hmm. that as a generational thing, or is it an ethnic thing, or is it a...
I think it's generational. I think that men today that are in that younger age bracket are so much more aware of their appearance and take such pride in the way that they look.
He really
and
does.
And are not ashamed to admit to, you know, going and getting a manicure, or having their eyebrows waxed. It's just a different generation, and it's looked at as, you know, if there's something that needs to be done, I'm going to go ahead and fix that problem because they're so concerned. And maybe it's with the social media and Instagram and Facebook and all that where there's more attention on appearance than before. But it is just, it's like never before have I seen so many men concerned with, you know, wrinkles. And, yeah, oh, my God, I have right. a little spot here. And my haircut isn't, you know, it's not the way I always like it. And coloring their hair and just the whole gamut. I mean, they're just as beauty obsessed as the women. Right.
They sure are. They do actually hide it pretty well. you know, I'm always going into the stores to buy stuff for my my cousins or my boyfriend because they're like, hey, can you get this for me? I'm too embarrassed.
Yeah, right. Well, we were watching I'm sorry to say, I'm going to show America my, you know, what we watch at home, but my wife and my daughter. My son-in-law love watching The Bachelorette. I can't stand this thing here. It's The Bachelorette right now. So it's all these guys. And honest to God, they're all primping. And look. And my son-in-law saying, see, look at that guy's tie and look at his hair. And I'm like, oh, my God, I would never do all that primping and things and stuff here. Yeah, they look like the women on the show. I'm sorry to say this, they're beautiful, you know.
Right. Yeah, well, I think everybody would agree with, you know, being excited to find your voice, you know, and you know, develop into your own. And I think that's what we are seeing in social media.
I was going to say, do you think this, you both mentioned social media, is that where this is what's driving this, that people are more cognizant of their awareness and their clothes and their
I think it definitely plays a role because it's out there for the world to see and for everybody to have. It's an open forum for everybody to comment on it, whether it's your friends, your family, or somebody right. random who you have no idea in another country.
Right.
But I think that people are just more aware of the way they look. I think there's also a big push of if you look good, you're going to feel good on the inside and the outside, and there's a whole self-esteem component that goes to it, too.
Right.
And, you know, nobody wants to be told that they look tired or that they look old or, right. oh, my God, you look like you need to go to sleep for 10 hours or go on a vacation.
That's, I mean, what everybody tells me on Facebook all the time here, right?
Well, you brought up a good point as far as, you know, not wanting to look at or feel old. And so let's get into the beauty makeup aspect of the show to where, you know, once we've taken care of our hair and our skin, then we can focus on the added benefits of makeup. And you guys highlight, New Beauty highlights some of the best primer or multitaskers on the market today for flawed skin. What are some of those that you mentioned in the summer fall issue?
Well, there's so many great, you know, primers on the market today, as well as products that work double duty or considered multitaskers. And one product that was absolutely hands down a favorite over here is a primer that protects the skin and reduces redness and inflammation. It's from Color Science. It's their skin mattifying primer. It has sunscreen in it. And one reason why we really like this primer is that it leaves the skin matte, so you're not going to get oily or greasy throughout the day.
Right.
But it also contains ingredients in it like oat beta-glucan, which is going to take down redness in the skin. So you're not going to need as much makeup to cover up the problem areas. So, you know, if you're using these products that have this component to them that they are designed to both correct a problem, but they're also designed to camouflage the problem,
right.
you're getting, you know, it's like a two-for-one. You're trying to get rid of the problem while you're also correcting it and hiding it so it's not as apparent.
Right. It's like a camouflage.
Yeah.
Right, right. And you guys, there's a Color Essence Skin Mattifying Primer, the SPF with SPF 20 in it. I love that. I love that
Yeah, it's a great product.
Yes. Do you use it yourself?
I use it before I put on my makeup. And it just, you know, I have very oily skin, so I always have to use a primer. But Color Science is one of those lines that I can use it on the hottest of days, like blazing sun South Florida days, and I will not get oily, and I won't break out from it either because it doesn't have
yes.
a lot of filler in it.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's just great to get that really smooth,
mm-hmm.
pretty makeup look that everyone
yes.
wants. It looks like it's almost airbrushed.
Right.
That's with primer.
Right. That's how I feel about it, too, when I put it on. I mean, you described it, like, to a T. These tips, you know, can your readers and find these tips on social media?
Absolutely. You can follow us on Twitter and Pinterest or YouTube for more beauty tips. And you can always check out our website, newbeauty.com, which is chock full of great up-to-date beauty information, everything that you need to know about anything and everything beauty-related.
And is your handle at newbeauty for Instagram and Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. And how long will your current issue be out for on stands and in stores?
The summer fall issue, which is out now, is going to stay on newsstands through September 23rd, and then our winter issue will hit newsstands on December 30th, right in time for the new year.
Right on. Thank you so much. Before we go, I'd like to find out if you have a favorite skincare or beauty quote that you would like to share with our listeners and readers.
Oh, God, that's a tough one. There's so many out there. But I recently read one that resonated with me, and it was from Kat Von D, who she and I probably have nothing in common except for this. She said, makeup is part of my daily routine. It's a time in my mornings when I can concentrate on me and me alone. Giving yourself this kind of attention is important, and it's something that's definitely glossed over by too many women. And I really thought that that was true because I'm one of those people that I go into the zone when I do my skincare routine and my makeup in the morning and my hair, and that's when I block everything else out, and it's just like my pretty time, and it's all about me, and that's just when I get to just focus on, you know, the look I'm going for that day, and if there's a problem that I need to fix with a product, that's when I just hone in on everything about beauty and anti-aging and skin and just really focus on me. That's my me time.
Right. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Mine is, don't rely on labels to give you the information you need. Trust only the ingredient list and your gut.
That's a good one, too.
That's anonymous. But, so thank you so much, Elise, for being on the show with us today and sharing all of, your head-to-toe beauty tips. To find out more about New Beauty, you can go to newbeauty.com and also find them on social media at New Beauty. Have a great day, Elise, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the only tech-savvy radio show where beauty, art, and technology collide. Listen live Tuesdays at noon right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net, for the straight, skinny on beauty.